Weeks after the ice has melted on Net Lake and the trees have leafed out, it's time for Sagi Baga. The people who gather at the grounds on the shores of Net Lake come with stories. They come with dreams of jingle dresses and host drums. They have homecoming tales and remembrances of those who've passed on. They have wisdom for the next generation. Britt Ahmet travels north to the Boys Fort Reservation for its annual spring powwow. These are just some of the stories collected at Sagi Baga Days 2015.
Founders, chanters, two-steppers, right next to the MC stand. Registration is now open.
By noon, the powwow grounds are set up. Booths are set up. Food smells catch on the breeze off Net Lake. In an hour, grand entry starts. People slowly fill the covered stands. Some have brought lawn chairs. The sun shines and kids play. It looks like Sagi Baga 2015 is going to have one of those perfect blue sky days.
Dancers, start making your way to the MC's table here. Come register your drums, put down all your relatives as your singers again.
Hi, my Anishinaabe name is Gikabanesik.
Billy Joe Barons is one of the first to arrive. She's brought her jingle dress with her, but it's still in her bag.
I came from Virginia, Minnesota. I just came up with my mom, my dad, and came up to spend the day dancing. I actually dreamt of my dress, and I had a dream that I seen the top half of a dress, and it was black, red, yellow, and orange. And it had long fringe coming down from the arms, and it had little small tiny jingles on it. And I remember seeing it in my dream hanging on the back of my door to my bedroom. And I remember playing with them jingles, and I talked to my mom after that, and she said, well, sounds to me like we're going to have to make you a jingle dress. And since those colors came to you in your dream, then those are the colors that were supposed to make your dress. The first couple dresses that I had made were those colors, and my grandma got sick of making the same dress over and over, so she talked me into changing the colors. My mom's the one who got me into dancing. You know, I used to be just a little girl following around behind my mom when she was dancing, and I just pretty much grew up around, you know, powwows and learning the traditions, and became a jingle dress dancer because, I don't know, it just seems like that's where I was drawn to, and that's the style that my ma dances, and the jingle dress dancers are considered to be like the healers, I guess.
People are still arriving for Sagi Baga. Out in the hall, vendors sell their jewelry and clothes or give information. And I try to find a quiet or quietish corner to get another powwow story.
Bonjour. My name is Virgil Salm, and here to enjoy the powwow. Been coming to this powwow for probably over 25, almost 30 years, and learned a lot here about the drum and the songs, our cultural teachings from our elders. My first powwow was with my great aunt when I was about 9 or 10 years old at Ball Club, Minnesota. She grabbed me by the hand and said, come on, you're going out to dance with me. So I went with her, and now I'm here because I enjoy the teachings and learn more about the drum, about the heartbeat, and watching our youth be involved. And also to know that we have a need to keep our Anishinaabe Mohin language alive. Apane Agandasoin, always keep studying.
People of all ages find their way to Sagi Baga. Harvey Thompson was born into the traditions at Net Lake. Now he's among the elders, a memory keeper of then and now.
I remember, we didn't have no transportation back when I was little. So we had powwows here that we attended, and we didn't go any other place. I remember a long time ago when my grandpa had a little, kind of like a little drum in the evening, starting around maybe 5 or 6 o'clock. He would sit outside of his little shack, and he'd be pounding drum by himself. Then all of a sudden, other old people would come by him, and they'd sit around. Then they'd bring out a regular drum like this here, bring it out, and they'd all start pounding and singing. And next thing you know, other people came by, and they were dancing around. Then they'd pick up a spot, like under a light. Then they'd sit there, and then they'd pound into the nighttime, and they'd have their little powwow like that. And it would take just one person to start it, start singing in the afternoon or evening, yeah. And that's how I remember seeing powwows here. You know, they had just about every evening. It wasn't organized, no.